It was a somber farewell today to the Winchester native killed last week defending the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Glenn Doherty was a Navy SEAL who later went to work as a private contractor. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on Doherty's funeral services in Winchester today.
People lined the streets of Winchester well before this morning's funeral service for the former Navy SEAL killed on 9/11 of this year, defending U.S. personnel in Libya. Winchester resident Annette Carroll was one of them.
I watched what happened on TV, and I think like all Americans, we were horrified. I just felt that we should do something, and I'm very moved to be here.
Michael Jelenis of Lancaster stood outside St. Eulalia's Church holding a Navy SEAL flag to honor Glenn Doherty.
He made the ultimate sacrifice for our country, so I think I owe it to him. And I think it'll be a good thing for the family to see it coming in.
The Reverend James Savage, Doherty's boyhood parish priest, presided over the funeral. He said Doherty felt passionate about respecting people from all cultures and faiths.
How ironic that Glenn, who was an advisory board member of a group which sought to promote religious toleration, would become the victim of a war of religious extremists.
Doherty's older brother, Greg, received a standing ovation after his eulogy. He talked of his brother's 17 years spent on special operations missions, the first 10 as a Navy SEAL, the last 7 on special private security detail. On that final mission, Doherty rescued 30 people from the U.S. consulate in Libya, getting them to a safe house. He died at the age of 42, defending that house.
He died protecting people because he believed in humanity. He cherished life enough to want to pay it back.
As the funeral ended, Doherty's mother was given a folded American flag. She was also given a wooden plank in which Navy SEALs who served with Doherty had pounded their prized Trident pins given to them on becoming members of the elite force. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.